Sorry about that, but that's the way it sounds. Welcome to our pre-show here for Wednesday. And I got sunburned again. I'm performing my daily ablutions, and I'm getting fucking cooked out there, man. So I've got to wear some sunblock. I almost stopped back into the house today and put some on, and then I totally forgot. You know, dude up the street. This is really great. I walk out of the house, and you know, I'm one of those. I wouldn't call myself a busybody, nosy neighbor. I don't do that. But if it's like something that has to do with the larger issue of like law breaking, I do tend to get into it. But I today I was walking out of the house and I looked and I saw water just pouring down the fucking street. And it's pouring into a large storm drain. Not really a storm drain, kind of a grate. And I went, So I followed the trail of the water, and it was coming out of the side of this guy's house. And I looked through the fence, and I saw, well, it's not coming out of this guy's house. It's pouring down into his backyard and then draining out from the guy next door. And the guy next door, when I looked, I couldn't see any flooding. I did notice that he had like a hydroponic thing. You know, he had drip, not hydroponic as in, you know, he's growing weed. I don't mean that, but he had kind of a drip sprinkling system, because I saw the hoses and tubes, and that somehow had busted but was draining down into his neighbor's yard and then down. So why am I being nosy? Because we're in the middle of a fucking drought in California, and that shit is supposed to be reported, you know. And I'm like, well, I looked around to see if there's anybody around. I saw this other guy's house, and he had a big sign on his gate said, "Beware of the biker." You know, like I was sure it was fine because these are my neighbors and I pretty much know everybody. And I think I know this cat, but it looked like if there was somebody home, I got the sense that they didn't want to be bothered. I wasn't sure what the fuck was going on. And if there was somebody home, they know what's happening. So discretion being the better part of valor, I just went, fuck it. Kept on going. I'm coming back down the street, and I came up toward my house, and I saw, the water had abated. So that's when I went up, and I saw a guy and a woman standing out in front. And I said, was this coming from your house? He goes, yeah. He says, I got the plumber coming. And I didn't ask him what it was, but he obviously discovered it. I believe he discovered it after he got up from sleeping, even though it was mid-afternoon. People work different shifts. People, you know, God knows. Because he was kind of he looked like he'd been roused from sleep. And it also looked like something maybe they dealt with before. But the guy had come and shut the water off, which was the number one problem. And it was indeed coming from inside this guy's house, not the outside. What it was is anybody's guess. All right. I got to tell you one thing about the Democratic Convention. Nothing, you know, I'm not going to do a big thing here, but after hearing all this shit about how fucked up Hillary Clinton is, she's crooked, she's this, she's that, she's this, she's that, that, I mean, just like nonstop. It's nice to kind of listen to people who like her. I don't know. Because call me stupid, but if you're saying that someone is a criminal and you're saying it every day nonstop and it's going on for weeks and months and that person is still walking around free, there's a big problem. And the big problem is either the system is purposefully ignoring what this person has done or it's not true what they're saying about her. You can't have all of this. Understand, you can't have all this stuff being said about Hillary Clinton day in and day out for year in and year out, and she's still walking around free and she's never been arrested for anything. Never been fined. Never been, like for instance, the Clinton Foundation is supposed to be corrupt as shit. But to the best of my knowledge, there has been no a profound breaking of any laws there. There hasn't been any felony associated with the Clinton Foundation. If I'm wrong, please let me know. But I don't think there has been. Going on the supposition that there has been, no legal enforcement action whatsoever against either of them.
Well, look at what happened to Bill. He got, you know, impeached and, well, slightly different.
But be that as it may, there are enough people that hate their guts, and a lot of them are lawyers, and a lot of them are in a position of power. Not all the powerful people. O'Reilly, the slaves were well-fed and had decent lodgings. Look at this.
Were well-fed and had decent lodgings provided by the government, which stopped hiring slave labor in 1802. However, the feds did not forbid subcontractors from using slave labor. So Michelle Obama is essentially correct.
Yeah.
Citing slaves as right. builders of the White House.
Yeah.
But there were others working as well.
What a fuck. Can you believe what O'Reilly just did? Bill O'Reilly is the example of white America. Unreal, man. Just fucking unreal. A lot of silence there, I know, but I was doing some shit, man.
Well, Bill O'Reilly, this is really offensive.
Excuse me. Where are we at here, man? What a fucking moron. This fucking guy has gotten... Bill O'Reilly's perfect for that channel. He's perfect for the audience that he serves. He's smart, but not very well informed. He's an aggressive, loud guy, you know, he's got a quick temper. He, you know, don't fuck with him. Even when he's a fucking dumb cunt, you don't want to mess with him, right? Because he looks like he's, you know, ready to throw down and all that shit. But the fact is, he is an incredibly, almost criminally uninformed asshole. This guy, let me see something. Are we gonna, we're doing some truth checking over here? This guy says that Michelle Obama was right. The White House was essentially built by slaves.
He didn't fight for the first responders. Nope. He cashed in, collecting $150,000 in federal funds intended to help small businesses recover. Even though days after the attack, Trump said his properties were not affected. A wartime...
Jerry Springer is a liberal, all you people that like the Jerry Springer show. All right, Bill O'Reilly. Who will defend Bill O'Reilly on our show? Mavis? Let's see. I think it's Steve Bozell. What is wrong with this goddamn motherfucker? Steve Bozell. All right. What the fuck is wrong with this? This thing is not opening, man. Let's see. Jesus Christ, one of the game's characters in the Fukushima power station. $3 million lottery winner invested his money in a crystal meth ring. Good job, dear buddy. That's smart. Take $3 million, just throw it away. Although, you know, it's an investment. Not a very safe one. Not a very safe one. Ice bucket challenge leads to ALS breakthrough. The ice bucket challenge of two summers ago did more than deliver a chilly thrill to millions of people. The money it raised has led to an important breakthrough in Lou Gehrig's disease research. That's fucking great. What about that, man? That was before Ferguson went down. All that stuff. I remember everybody's kind of in a feel-good mode, and then the Ferguson thing happened. Michael Brown was killed by a Ferguson cop, is what happened. Highest paid CEOs run worst performing companies, research finds. I wonder how much, what salary Donald Trump draws. What do you think? Where are we at, man, here?
Last year. You clock out, Mike Tyson. Boy, you know I got that knockout. Take a dive inside the slicker, got me.
Shut up. Are we ready, man?
Sister Shorty, I've been popping like a. Yo, bye.
Oh, if you wipe that out, yeah, okay. Here we go.